10-goal thriller today, Greg. What's your verdict on that?
I think from the start of the game, we dominated it. We started off very, very well. Scored a good goal with McGill, looked really confident going through and finishing it. And after that, you know, it was the Gabby show for the next 5 goals. But I thought the way they passed it, the way they pressed, the way they moved it was really impressive at times. Very composed. I thought the midfield three were excellent, Alan, Todd and McCann. And also the width they gave as well, which was really important and quite a tight pitch. So, you know, it was a good show. It's easy to come here and down tools with the squad we had. You know, it was probably what was expected. That's what I say, the squad we had out there, you know, were wanting to score goals, they're all hungry, they all want to play in the first team. And it was great for Danny Devine to come back after, you know, 8 weeks out with his injury. It's good for him to get minutes. And obviously, him and Tom, you know, they do help, especially playing against the junior sides with the longer balls that they play. They're more direct. And just the aerial battles that they won very early doors, whereas, you know, prior to that, the Hellabeath game was slightly different because we got dominated a little bit that way.
It's not often you get to talk about a new signing in your squad, but you've got a new man this week, Josh Edwards. How did you feel he played it today?
Well, that was the thing at half-time. We spoke to Josh, and obviously different styles of how Airdrie play in comparison with how we play. I felt Josh played very tight. My information to Josh early doors was to get high and wide. And the way we want to play, you know, at times is our full-backs have to get high and wide to create pockets for the wide players to get into. You saw Sors today and Crosby getting into really, really good pockets with the wide players getting high. And then Josh just plays a little bit tighter. So that comes down to training, you know, and what we expect from what we want from him. And that, you know, is great. He's got great balance, great ball for one of the goals, and, you know, or great deliveries he had for that side. And I think the first goal came for him with the ball in behind. So he's good awareness, but we're forgetting he's still young. He's just turned, you know, he's a 2000. He's just turned 19, so he's still a young boy who needs guided.
Gabby, 5 goals. He must have made a bit of a statement to Stevie.
Well, I think that was the plan before. It was, you know, McGill right now is, you know, he's a striker that hadn't scored, and it was important for Gabby. I mean, I took Gabby along in the game today, and that's what I'm saying, you know, get as much goals as you possibly can. And, you know, strikers are like that, it brings confidence, right? So it was good for Gabby to get one so early, and the way in which they finished it was excellent. And even you think it was third goal, the ball across the face or inside post, it was just good strikers, very instinctive. But I'm pleased for him. You know, it's how long it goes without him scoring, and that's what probably he thinks. So it was good for him to get 75 minutes, and that was the aim today anyway. The boys that were on the fringes to get as many minutes as they can, because the players I've had in these games, you know, prior the younger kids, they've played minutes.
So it's now on to another team in this league, Dundonald Bluebell. What kind of team can we expect to see on Wednesday night?
Well, obviously Danny, the plan is to play Danny probably 60 minutes. And it'll be mainly the younger group again. And that's a big part of it, right? The younger team, as you can see, the gap between the younger boys to the junior level players, albeit they're probably smarter in possession, a little bit quicker on the ball. You know, it's just strength and, you know, dealing with cross balls and, you know, when they give away the transition to get back into shape, and that's what hurt us against Hellabeath. That'll probably be the same that will happen against Dundonald. You know, it'll be tough, but every game's a learning curve for them, and as you saw today when they came on, we made a couple of mistakes with the younger boys with the second and third goal. That's going to happen because it's part of their development. We know that, and it's how quick they can adapt to playing against players, because when they play against players at this level, this is what's going to happen when they come and play first team. So it's good. You know, you look at, you know, your Todd's, your Allens and McCann's, you know, who played first half. They've dealt with this last year. It's just the younger batch coming in that's dealing with this now. You know, we forget a team went to Celtic last year and lost 5-0. They're going to lose games. But, as I say, it's going to stand them in better stead as, you know, we kick on at the start of the season in the Reserve League. But it's certainly an eye-opener, because it's good for our boys to see, you know, what the junior game brings and how competitive it is.
So I take it you're really looking forward to the competitive part of the season?
I am. You know, I always look forward to it. You know, it's part of how we judge them, you know, how they develop, where they are at the start of the season to where they are, you know, mid-season, then towards the end of the season. That's how we gauge them. And then it comes the end of the season, whether they're worthy of their contract or not. But as I said before, we only want kids that we think are potentially good enough to play in the first team. That's the plan. And certainly today, you know, that they show off some of them was outstanding. I mean, Lewis Crosby, I thought, was excellent. His movement, the way he got into little holes and created going forward and created space for Matty Bowman to get around was fantastic. It was good for the kid. You know, he's came on leaps and bounds. But as I said, you know, it's peaks and troughs, right? Some of them do really well one week and they dip down and then they come back again. That's part of, you know, developing younger players. But it was great that the first team players came back, and certainly they never took the game lightly. And there's always that, you know, doubt. They were warned before the game that, you know, that was not going to happen. That it shouldn't happen. And a lot of them have got a point to prove. But the younger boys can then look up to the older players and show how well they can lead by example. And that's important for their progression also.
Super. Thanks very much, Greg.
Okay.